Well, if you're new here with us at Highland Avenue Baptist, I want to direct your attention in your worship bulletin to this area called Scripture Surfing. It's here, and then it's on the back throughout this week on each day. But that's just for you. That's a way for you individually, for you to spend time with the Lord and read the whole of Scripture. Go all the way through the Scripture, letting the Lord speak to you throughout. And as you do that, just take note of what He's telling you. Get you a pen, get you some paper, and whatever the Lord's telling you when you spend that time alone with Him, jot that down, take that, and then come and bring it with you Wednesday night and Sunday night and share some of the things that the Lord is telling you. Well, I want to share a few things that stood out to me in this past week's readings. And then as you come, every time you come, you'll hear a message from what you just read, and you'll hear readings. The public reading of God's Word, as He tells us to do. You'll hear readings from every chapter that you read. Well, I want to share a few scriptures that stood out to me in this past Thursday and Friday's readings of this last week. And so if you will, there's a Bible beside you in the chair if you don't have one. Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 17. And that is, if you're new at this, you just start at the beginning, and you'll see Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, go on past Numbers and Deuteronomy, and Ruth, and you'll see 1 Samuel coming along there. When you get to 1 Samuel, park at chapter 17. This is where we meet Goliath, David and Goliath. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Let's pray before we look. Father, we do thank You for Your Word. Lord, You've told us it is living, it is active. Lord, I know that this is much more like a phone than a book, Lord. This is how we hear from You. So open our spiritual eyes and ears and hearts that we may see and perceive You. We thank You that You've promised us that Your Word will not return to You void, that when You send it out, it will accomplish the purpose that You desire. So Lord, make us ready, make our hearts ready to receive Your Word. Get me out of the way. Let us hear from You and put into practice what You tell us. We pray it in Your name, Jesus. Amen. So in 1 Samuel chapter 17, look at verse 32. This giant, over 9 feet tall, Goliath, the Philistine warrior, is taunting the armies of Israel. And verse 32, David said to Saul, this young man, some spoke of him as a boy. David said to Saul, that's the king. David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. Is that how you tackle your problems? You may have some giants in your life. You have any giants? You have any giant problems? They're way too big for you. It'd be impossible for you to handle that. Hey, here's the attitude you can have. The Lord was with David, and you know what? He won. You can win over any battle that you have. If the Lord is with you, you depend on Him. You trust in Him. He is your strength. Chapter 18, verse 1. Now, King Saul gets real jealous of David in verse 1. After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit. That's King Saul's son, Jonathan. Him and David were good friends. After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. You have any friends like that? You have a friend like that? Do you love others like that? Do you love others as you love yourself? That's God's call. That's what He tells us. That's how He tells us to love everybody. Love your neighbor as yourself. Not just our best friends. Chapter 19, God says love our enemies. Chapter 19, verse 4. King Saul, he tries to kill David. He's so jealous. Chapter 19, verse 4. Jonathan, the son of King Saul, Jonathan spoke well of David to Saul, his father, and said to him, let not the king do wrong to his servant David. He has not wronged you, and what he has done has benefited you greatly. He took his life in his hands when he killed the Philistine. Let's talk about Goliath. The Lord won a great victory for all Israel, and you saw it and were glad. Why then would you do wrong to an innocent man like David by killing him for no reason? And we see the sin of jealousy and all its ugliness. Are you jealous of anybody? Watch out. Oh, that's ugly. Repent. Turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord. Find His help. Find His forgiveness. Then in our New Testament readings, you can turn over to Romans chapter 12. And if you're new at this, the New Testament's the last third of your Bible. So just turn to the very last third. You'll see Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Keep going, Acts. And then you'll see Romans chapter 12. Listen to verse 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. We need to offer ourselves every morning, every moment by moment, to the Lord as a living sacrifice, just saying, Lord, I'm yours. Here's your offering from me. It's me. Do with me whatever you want. Lord, I'm yours. Offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. You might not like the authorities. You might not like who's leading. But God says He's put it in place, and we're to obey that authority. We're to obey that authority. Of course, God is our ultimate authority, and we obey. And if it comes in conflict with what He's saying, then that's another story. Then in chapter Psalm 128. That's kind of in the middle of the Bible. Turn back to the left a little bit. But that's where you want to camp out. We're going to dive down a little bit there. Psalm 128. And then in Psalm 129, God tells us this in verse 3 and 4. Plowmen have plowed my back and made their furrows long, but the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked. God sets us free from our giants and any other enemies. Well, let's look this morning at Psalm 128. Because we discover here, we see here in Psalm 128 some incredible blessings for mothers and others. So if you're not a mother here today, do not tune out. Psalm 128 is not just for mothers, it's for mothers and others. It's for all of us. Incredible blessings here in Psalm 28. Let's look at it together. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in His ways. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your sons will be like olive shoots around your table. Thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem, and may you live to see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Well, a few things we notice here. First of all, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. If you want blessings, if you want to experience God's best, His blessings for you, that He wants for you, that He desires for you, that He died to give you, gave His life so He could give you His all, His blessings. If you want that, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Well, what does that mean? Well, I got a little taste of what to fear somebody is. When I first moved back here to Montgomery, my dad was in the military, and I grew up a second through sixth grade on Maxwell Air Force Base at Maxwell Elementary School, and we went to Colorado for 3 years. And then when I came back, I was in 10th grade, and the way we found a school is we looked around for the best baseball program we could find, and we went to Trinity. And so I went to school at Trinity, and I soon learned what it is to the fear of somebody in this way, similar to this. I thought at a school like Trinity, a smaller school, I can play all the sports. And I hadn't played football, so I was like, I'll try football in 10th grade. So I started playing football for Trinity in 10th grade, and our coach was Coach Locke. back then. And I remember one of my first encounters with him at practice, playing football, was Coach Locke told me to do something. I was doing something wrong, or he was giving me some instruction. He said, "You know, you do it like this." You know, he was like, "You understand?" He said something like that. And I said, "Yeah." He said, "What? What'd you say to me, boy?" And I said, "Yeah." See, I had lived in Colorado for 3 years. Nobody says sir there or ma'am or anything like that. And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "What? What'd you say?" He said, "You say yes, sir, to me, boy." You know, whew. And real quick, I kind of got a fear of him. And I learned what it was to fear Coach Locke. And from then on, you know, if he said anything to me, "Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir." And I would try to do it as quick as I could and get on it. And I had a sense of the fear of the Lord. We need the fear of the Lord, God Almighty. When He speaks, my goodness, that's a little more powerful than Coach Locke. Do you have a holy reverence and awe and fear for the Lord? Do you have a fall on your face, get before Him? "Oh my goodness, are you speaking to me? What are you saying?" "Yes, I will obey immediately, sir." That's the fear of the Lord. We need to live like that. We need the fear of the Lord. We see that in verse 1. Blessed, and that's the result. You're blessed if you have it. Blessed are all, mothers and others and children and everyone. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in His ways. And that's what it is to fear the Lord. It's not just to hear Him, but to obey with that holy, "Yes, sir, right away. Did you speak? What are you saying? I'm listening very carefully. I'm doing the best I can to hear you, Lord," and to obey you immediately and fully and 100%. Do you fear the Lord? As we read earlier in Proverbs 31:30, "Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." Well, you see why. A woman like that, she is blessed. She is to be praised. There's another scripture in Proverbs that says, "Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life." That's what it's all about. Being humble, saying, "God, I can't, you can." Living in humility, "God, I can't, but you can." Humility and then the fear of the Lord. "God, I can't, but you can. What are you saying? What do you want me to do? I'm right on it. Whatever you're saying." That, those two things, humility and the fear of the Lord, bring wealth and honor and life. Do you fear the Lord? God also tells us in His Word, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And wisdom is so important. What is wisdom? That's knowing what God wants. That's knowing His will, knowing what He wants you to do, what He's telling you, His instructions for you, what He wants, what He desires. That's wisdom, to know what He wants, His will, His desires. God tells us to get wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, He says, get wisdom. He says it a few times in there, get wisdom. And then He says, get understanding. Very similar. Get understanding, get wisdom. He says, if it costs you all you have, get understanding. If it costs if you have to give up everything, get it. Make sure you know the Lord's will at any given moment. That's the most important thing in life, to know the Lord's will at any given moment. Do you know His will right now? Well, it's probably sit here and do the best you can to discern what He's saying, to be listening for His voice. The fear of the Lord. The Scripture tells us, blessed is the man who heeds wisdom's instruction. So when we live with the fear of the Lord and we get wisdom and we give up all we have, we would give anything we have to get wisdom at any given moment and know the Lord's will at any given time and not be foolish, as the Scripture tells us, but know the Lord's will so we can make the most of every opportunity. And if we're doing that, and then we fear the Lord, and then whenever He gives that instruction, what do? Scripture says, blessed is the man who heeds wisdom's instruction. Are you listening? Are you ready for God to speak? And then when He does, do you heed it? Do you heed it? Do you stick to it? And obey it? Do you heed it? Obedience always brings blessing. obedience always brings blessing. So how are you doing with the fear of the Lord? Do you have a good, healthy fear of the Lord? You can do that at any moment. You can get it right now. You can say, if not, you can say, Lord, I'm sorry. Have mercy on me. Yeah, I'm listening now. This moment, you can change like that. I fear you right now. Anything you speak to me, Lord, I'm doing it. I'm listening. Do you fear the Lord? Secondly, fear the Lord. And then secondly, you will be blessed. That's the result of it. It's for you. It's God's blessings. Fear the Lord and you will be blessed. We see that in verse 2. Here's what happens if you fear the Lord. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. If you fear the Lord, you will be blessed. Obedience always brings blessing. That's just God's way. That's like gravity. If something comes up, it must come down. Obedience, that's like a spiritual law. Obedience always brings blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 28, when you get a chance, go back and read Deuteronomy 28 sometime this afternoon or tonight. It's all about blessings and curses. Deuteronomy 28 is all about if you obey the Lord and you fear the Lord and you do whatever the Lord wants you to do and you're obeying, my goodness, it just talks about the blessings. They're off the chart. And then it's the opposite is true too. You'll see that in Deuteronomy 28. And then if you disobey the Lord, if you know what He wants and you just won't do it and you're holding back and you're saying, well, I got to take care of my family. I got to watch it. I gave you that family. Hello, look to me first. Yeah. But He's, you know, and I got to do this and I don't have time for that. You know, if you got all these excuses and you're holding back obeying the Lord, read Deuteronomy 28, you'll be cursed. Everything you'll do will be cursed. It just lays it out for you. If you obey the Lord and you fear Him, blessings. If you disobey and you hold back and you won't obey Him, curses. Pain, sorrow, suffering. Deuteronomy 28. So, fear the Lord and you will be blessed. You reap what you sow. There's another good spiritual principle. Gravity, that physical principle. There's spiritual principles. There's spiritual laws. You reap what you sow. We see that in the physical world too. You plant azaleas and you're going to have azaleas come up. You reap what you sow. And God tells us, so generously, sow to the things of the Lord. Do all you can to listen to His voice, to get wisdom, and then to obey it. If you sow in that manner, my goodness, you will reap so generously. If you do that a lot, you will reap generously. Your blessings will be off the chart. If you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. If you just decide to obey the Lord every now and then, and you'll hold back in a lot of these different areas, well, you'll reap sparingly. How are you doing? Are you experiencing God's best for you? Are you experiencing His blessings? Are you fearing the Lord? Number one. And then number two, the promise is you will be blessed. You will be blessed. Are you blessed? Are you experiencing these blessings? Or could you sow a little more generously to the Lord? To the things of the Lord? I know I could. I know I can. Fear the Lord and you will be blessed. What does it look like? And you've seen it. You've seen it at times. You've obeyed the Lord and then you saw His blessing. You're like, wow. You're like, thank you, Lord. Oh my goodness, it's so incredible to obey you. Christian saw this the other day. He came, at some point I saw him during the day after school and I was busy with something and he was like, Dad, I got to tell you something. I was like, well, in just a minute. And, you know, he finally got my attention and he was like, Dad, listen to this. It's like at school, there was this boy, and I can't remember the name. Well, I don't have to say the name. But he said, there's this boy, and he had a problem. He got hurt or something. Isn't that right, Christian? He got hurt, and the teacher said, Christian's like the kid of the week. He's my 8-year-old over here. He's the kid of the week that has to take care of anything the teacher asks. You know, you lead the line. You do this. So you take care of him. You know, he got hurt today. You walk him around everywhere. It was maybe a leg or something. So Christian had to walk around with this boy all the time. And he said, Dad, he said, guess what? He said, I asked him, I said, do you know Jesus? And he said, yeah, I do. And he hadn't talked to this boy very much at all. And he said, yeah. He said, I do know Jesus. And he said, well, where do you go to church? And the boy said, what, St. James United Methodist? And he was like, oh, okay. And Christian had no idea. He didn't know if this boy was a Christian or if he knew the Lord or anything like that. So they start talking about the Lord. And they just start having the best time together. And they had never been friends before. But you know what? Jesus gets people together. You remember King Herod and Pontius Pilate? They had never been friends. But as soon as they started talking about Jesus together, they were having Jesus on trial and sending him back and forth. The scripture says they became friends that day. Jesus just brings people together. And so they had this. And Christian came home just blessed. Just glowing. Dad, listen to this. I shared Jesus and I was asking him if he knew Jesus. When you fear the Lord, when you obey the Lord, you will be blessed. You will experience God's blessings. You will experience His best. Another thing that will happen is your family will be blessed. When you fear the Lord, your family will be blessed. Look at verse 3 and 4. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your sons will be like olive shoots around your table. If you fear the Lord, your family will, not you, not just you, will be blessed. Your family will be blessed if you fear the Lord. Do you want the best for your family? I bet you do. I bet everybody here wants the best for their family. Well, if you want the best for your family, fear the Lord. That's how you get the best for your family. You focus upon the Lord, not the family. You don't put your family first. That's not how you get the best for your family. You put the Lord first and the fear of the Lord first. You see, your family can become an idol, a god for you. You see, you put Him first and you fear the Lord. And then He gives you the best for your family. Then He takes care of your family and He blesses your family. Do you fear the Lord? You will be blessed. Your family will be blessed. Do you see His hand of blessing on your family? Is your family blessed? And just think about that question. And then step back and just ask yourself, well, am I fearing the Lord? Is my family blessed? Take it back. Take it all the way back. Well, am I fearing the Lord? If you fear the Lord, you will be blessed. Your family will be blessed. And finally, others will be blessed. If you fear the Lord, others will be blessed. Look at verse 5 and 6. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem. And may you live to see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Notice in verse 5, may the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem. That's all the people there. All the people around. When you fear the Lord, not only will you be blessed and your family will be blessed, but others will be blessed. Anybody around you, anybody who you come in contact with will be blessed if you're fearing the Lord. I preached a message one time, and I'll never forget it because the Lord laid it on my heart, and He uses it all the time in my life. And it was just storm, S-T-O-R-M. And it was about Jesus. It was about Jesus sending the disciples, and He said, go on over there in the boat. I'll be over here. And He went off, and He prayed, and He sent them off in the boat, and these storms came up, and they were rowing and rowing and late into the night, into the wee hours of the morning, and they couldn't get anywhere. And then all of a sudden they saw something coming toward them on the water and they got terrified. They thought it was a ghost. They were scared to death. And it was Jesus. And He said, it is I. Do not be afraid. And then they welcomed Him into the boat. It says in Mark's account, they welcomed Him into the boat. And then they immediately reached their destination. And then all the people came and all the people walked around the lake, and Jesus had just fed the 5,000 earlier, and all the people were following around, and so all the people came to where they were. And the S-T-O-R-M was see God's destination. That's wisdom. What's the next step? What's God telling you next? What's the next thing He's telling you to do in the next moment? What's He telling you to do? That's wisdom. See God's destination. And then the T was time for a storm. It's not going to be smooth sailing. You know, God will show you his destination. You go over here, but it doesn't mean there's not going to be any storms or anything, or it's not going to be hard to get there. It might be hard to get there. But then, and as long as you try in your own strength like those disciples, forget it. But as soon as you invite Jesus into the boat, and say, oh, Lord, come on in. Come on, help me get there. They immediately reach the destination. So the O was your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And the R was rapidly reach your destination. And then the M was many will follow. When they got to that destination, there's all these people. When you are following the Lord, when you are fearing the Lord, when you are focused on Jesus and loving Him and obeying Him, many will follow. You'll be a blessing to others. Others will be blessed. Others will come to you. Others will wonder, what do you have? What is this? What's going on in your life? And many will follow. And not you. They're trying to follow the Lord. They just see Him in you. Others will be blessed. And so, if you want to do what's best for everyone, maybe you're somebody, you want to help people, you want everybody to be taken care of around you. If you want to do what's best for everyone, fear the Lord. Don't focus on them and their needs and what they're doing. You focus on the Lord. First, they can become an idol. You can be taking care of somebody. That can be your big idol or your God, because it steals your attention from Him. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. He will bless others. He will use you. He will send you. You'll have His instructions and His wisdom. And then He will take you over there. And He will be working through you. And He will meet their needs. And others will be blessed as you fear the Lord. And so one other note for myself and all of us. Stop complaining about this country and fear the Lord. Stop complaining about the condition of our country. Oh, we're in bad shape. Look at all these things. Fear the Lord yourself. I'm speaking to myself too. Fear the Lord and others will be blessed. Jerusalem will be blessed. America will be blessed. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. And he goes on from there, God says, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And then will I heal their land. Fear the Lord, and others will be blessed. So fear the Lord. Everyone, mothers, and others, and children, teenagers, fear the Lord. You will be blessed. Your family will be blessed. Others will be blessed. Let's pray together. Father, we do thank you. Thank you for your truth, Lord. Thank you for your truth. Lord, convict us all. Show us where we're not fearing you. And Lord, help us right now, Lord, to call to you and say, Lord, this moment, Lord, we know it only takes a moment. It takes an instantaneous decision. At this moment, Lord, I am sorry. Have mercy on me for any area that I have not feared you. I repent. I turn from myself. I turn from my sin. I turn from not fearing you in any particular area of my life. And Lord, I tell you right now, Lord, I fear you. I bow down. I get on my face before you and I say, Lord, whatever you say, I'm yours. I'll do it. And Lord, we thank you. We know we love because you first loved us. We thank you, Lord, that you made all this possible because we are sinners and the penalty for our sin is death and hell, as your word tells us. But you came for us, Lord. The wages of sin is death. That was the penalty upon me and in every human being. But Lord, we thank you that you came and Jesus, God in the flesh, you came, you went to the cross, Lord. You took all of my sin and all the sin of everyone here. And you suffered, you died, you spread your arms in love and you paid our penalty. You took our punishment. You experienced that death and that hell that we deserve, Lord. And then you were raised on the third day. And Lord, we thank you for your grace that you call us. We're undeserving and we have not earned anything. And you tell us to turn from ourselves and anything we can do and to turn to you and what you've done. And Lord, we know that's what it is to fear you. To believe that you've done all this. You have said that you came for us. You've said that you died for each of our sins. You've said that you're raised from the dead. And you've said, come and follow me. Give me your life. And so, Lord, if there's anyone here who has not feared you in that way, has not heard your wisdom, your message that you did that for them, and they have not feared you, Lord, help them right now to say, Lord, I fear you. I believe you did all that for me, and I'm coming to you. I'm yours, Jesus. I give you my life. Save me from my sins. Thank you for doing everything necessary to save me from my sins and make me yours. I give you my life, and I fear you from now on. Lord, thank you for these things. And Lord, if there's someone who you've just done that in their heart and they've just given you their life and they are now fearing you, Lord, help them to step out of their seat and to come down the aisle and share that, Lord, with your people, with your church, as Chris leads us in this song. If there's someone who needs to join this church, Lord, speak that to them and help them to fear you and hear your voice and obey you and step out of their seat and come and join this church as Chris leads us. Or if there's someone who needs to pray at the altar, Lord, as if they hear your voice calling them, may they fear you and step up and go to the altar and pray about whatever that is, Lord. And Lord, if there's any other message, instruction that you are giving anyone, Lord, help them to hear it clearly and fear you. And may we live fearing you. Help us, Lord. Thank you for all that you're doing. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.